In this bulletin, a boarding house fire in Sydney claims three lives. Ukraine's president thanks a protester who interrupted Russian state TV to denounce the war. And Australia progresses to the Billie Jean King Cup finals after Russia was dropped from the tennis event. The latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Three people have lost their lives in a Sydney boarding house fire, and police are concerned about a fourth person who's missing. The two-storey boarding house in Newtown caught alight on Tuesday morning, and eight residents were able to flee. Local resident Luke Rankin says he heard explosions when the fire broke out, and it was a scary experience for the neighbourhood.
Yeah, I lived in there for about 10 years, until I moved house about 2 years ago, and seeing the place burn down last night, it was shocking. It was just totally, I never thought it would happen in a million years, but it did.
New South Wales police are treating the fire as suspicious. The president of Ukraine has thanked a protester who interrupted a news broadcast on Russian state TV denouncing the war while holding a sign behind the presenter. Volodymyr Zelensky says he's grateful to Russians who are attempting to convey the truth and shut down disinformation as the conflict continues. Ukraine's leader is vowing to fight back in what he's labelled a senseless war after speaking to the European Commission president and other world leaders.
Russian conscripts, listen to me very carefully. Russian officers, you've already understood everything. You will not take anything from Ukraine.
A court has overturned a ruling that the Federal Environment Minister must consider harm to children from climate change as part of the approval process for a coal mine. On Tuesday, the Federal Court unanimously decided in favour of Minister Susan Lee's appeal after high school students took her to court in 2020. The group was seeking to block the expansion of a coal mine, and now the full federal court has ruled against Ms. Lee having a duty of care to avoid harming children when deciding on the project. Chief Justice James Allsop handed down the outcome, stating this duty should not be imposed in this case.
The lack of control over the harm, as distinct from over the tiny contribution to the overall risk of damage from climate change, a lack of special vulnerability in the legal sense, the indeterminacy of liability, and the lack of proportionality between the tiny increase in risk and lack of control and liability for all damage by heat waves, bushfires, and rising sea levels to all Australians under the age of 18 ongoing into the future mean that the duty in tort should not be imposed.
The US president's press official has denied reports that tensions rising from Iran in relation to a missile attack are related to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Iran has claimed responsibility for a missile barrage in Iraq, calling it retaliation for an Israeli airstrike in Syria that left two people dead. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the US is not being targeted.
We have not assessed those to be related, as you have said. I mean, if you look at the missile strike that we saw over the weekend, no U.S. facilities were hit, no personnel were harmed. We were not the targets of that. We have obviously seen tests and information we put out publicly as it relates to North Korea. We've seen dozens of tests over the course of past administrations as well. So I would say we are not assessing it through that prism.
In tennis, world number one Ash Barty will likely make her comeback in Europe rather than playing for Australia in the 2022 Billie Jean King Cup. The 25-year-old last competed in the Australian Open, which she won in January this year, and she opted out of the Indian Wells being held this month. The International Tennis Federation has scrapped Russia from the Billie Jean King Cup, meaning Australia has advanced straight to the finals. Well, tomorrow's weather now. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, humid and partly cloudy, 32. Melbourne, humid with a possible shower, 27. Hobart, a possible shower, 24. Canberra, cloudy and 24 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two, 22. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, showers and 25. Brisbane, possible light shower, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 32 degrees. And Darwin, similar conditions and 34. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.